got us a good old-fashioned slobber knocker here tonight, folks.
Yeah, JR. Apparently, this J-Lo bitch wants to bring his ex-girlfriend onto the Glitter Squirrels podcast to, quote, talk about their problems.
King, this guy sounds like a drunk, alcoholic piece of shit.
JR, I've also heard that he likes to dabble in a bit of meth.
Well, the participants of this match are in place. Let's see who wins.
This episode of the Glitter Squirrels brought to you by Primal Man. It's more than a brand. It's a state of mind. They do more than just support great beards. They build the man underneath. The confidence that comes from looking and feeling your best is priceless, and they make it effortless to be the best you. Their products are made from only the essential ingredients your skin and beard need to grow as thick and healthy as possible. They cut out the unnecessary ingredients used by others and offer a wide selection of scents and products to suit every man. Get to their website, primalmanco.com, and browse their catalog. Find you something to tame the beast that is your man mane. primalmanco.com. primalmanco.com. Shop today. Enter code GSP at checkout and save 30%. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Glitter Squirrels. My name is DJ Slim. Joining me is J-Lo and none other than Sybil. And, well, J-Lo and Sybil got some things to talk about. So I'm going to let them do that. And in the meantime, hang on just a second. What is going on? Oh, he froze. Okay. Give me a second. All right. Hang on. He froze. He's, trying to get connected to the stream. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm fantastic.
It's great to see somebody in such a good mood.
Absolutely. I'm fantastic. I got admitted into Ohio University. I'm
officially, I know. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're more than deserving of that.
Thank you. I am officially an Ohio Bobcat freshman. So anyway. All right. So Cindy, J-Lo, you guys got some stuff to talk about. So get her done. I'll be here in the background and, all that good stuff.
First of all, it's great to be on the podcast. You're listening to the Glitter Squirrels podcast. I am J-Lo with DJ Slim and Sybil. I want to know, tonight's a special night because we got a big podcast, because we do one every week now and it's getting more consistent, which is a great thing for you guys. So, we got some stuff to talk about. Slim, if you got any questions lined up, go ahead and ask one. If not, give me the cue, and I have a little history in broadcasting, and I'll take over from there.
I don't have any questions, but
I am grabbing
entertainment.
Right. Well, there you go. Tonight. Halfway ribbon. Right. Yeah. Well, hey, before Sybil does that, because she has no experience in broadcasting, I'm going to say this.
No, I don't. So,
can you read this, Slim? Can you read this, Slim?
Well, no, I can't see what it says.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what all it says, because when it goes on Spotify, it's probably not going to go on Spotify because Slim probably won't put it on there. But it says, relationships suck. If you aren't in one, don't, is what I wrote. So here's the thing. I'm going to tell you the story because I am the professional broadcaster. So I'm going to do it. Here's the history of what's... First of all, don't step over me. That's unprofessional. Secondly, what we're going
to
do.
I never claimed to be professional. If I was professional, I'd never been in a relationship with you. Now would I, babe? I'm just a dumb bitch.
Slim, how about this? We should have talked about the way we're going to do this first. Slim, you ask some questions and we're going to answer them, because I don't think it's a good idea we just go back and forth. I think if you have some questions, you should ask, and we'll give us general questions and we'll answer them.
You were the one that asked me to start this up. So, you know, I'm just sitting back. I'm in the wings. Like I put down here, my name's Bennett, which means I ain't in it.
I ain't in it. Right. So I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do. J-Lo's going to do something I haven't done for a long, long time, and years, and Slim knows this. And I'm going to be the host right now. I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to kind of run the deal, because Slim really don't know what's going on, because, well, he knows what's going on, but yet he's trying to stay out of it. And I respect that. He's we're doing this podcast because basically I did request this.
And he probably would be able to stay out of it if you quit dragging his name through the mud.
Okay. I'm trying to be professional, Sybil. So here's what we're going to do.
J-Lo. They should have seen you before the show.
Emotional.
Very delusional again.
First of all, let me explain something to you people. One, nobody knows you. Secondly, and that's cool, but I'm going to explain something to you.
Well, they'll know me after the show. They'll know you a little better, too.
I want to explain something to you. Don't disrespect me on my show or Slim's show. It's Slim's show. You know, let's make something clear that you made clear to me earlier. It is Slim and John Hall's show, not mine. I joined later. I don't claim to be the host, but since he wants to stay out of it tonight, as he knows, I'm very capable of being a host. I did the same things he's done in this business. So let me explain something to you. I will ask the questions, and if you want, you don't have to answer them, because, you know, there's going to be a couple of things you don't want to answer, believe me.
Oh, I would be happy to answer, and I would be happy for the audience to know the real you.
Great, because, you know what, I want the audience to know the real me. And I'm going to, you know what, so here's what we're going to do. I'll ask questions. If you don't want to answer, we'll comment back and forth after questions. If you have questions for me, let's alternate questions. And I'm sorry, Sybil. Let's alternate questions.
Okay, Galo, that's ready to go.
Emotional damage.
Because I give two shits. Not.
I'll ask a question. We'll go back and forth with it. You ask a question. Fair?
Good way to start a conversation.
I'm trying to be fair. Okay,
fair first one. Enough. Let's start this conversation.
In broadcasting, you try to be fair. So what I'm going to do,
okay, Mr. Professional, let's do this.
Professional fucking retard.
Okay. First question. Sybil, why are you so fucking jealous of everything?
First of all, I'm going to answer that question. You called
the answer. That's how that works.
Well, I'm trying if I get a chance to talk, dear.
I know you have a education issue. So I just want to make it clear.
I'd rather have an education issue than a drug issue. Because people with lack of education can still work once you try it sometime. And I don't have to go to court for no drug charges. I try to keep a clean life. And I don't get on television claiming, or your podcast, sorry. Let me get that right. I'm kind of ignorant. I'm just an old hillbilly guy. But it's all good. I still got a good heart. And I still know how to tell the fucking truth. As of Mr. Meth Man over here, not too sure about him. He's a little shady.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs.
So now let's talk. What you want to talk about, babe? You're not liking this. Oh, and I'm sorry, you know, my lack of ignorance. I forgot to address the jealousy issue. Right. Him being friends with Mr. Slim for 20 years and me for 10 seems to have an issue with Slim altogether. And is jealous because I still talk to my friends, which is his friend too. And that's why we're here. Because I do edit the man, because he's a friend again for like 2 years now. And it is TikTok. People do that. It's not abnormal to do a duet with somebody. So that's where your jealousy comes in at. But I did get a little bit jealous when he's texting his ex-girlfriend while he's sleeping in my bed, living in my home for free. I did get a little bit upset about that because I didn't think that was a very right way to treat a woman, you know? And we did have a little issue about
that. Emotional damage.
I have all the text messages too. And you need to quit telling multiple people that you're in love with them. You can only be in love with one person at a time.
First of all, I want to know that multiple people I'm telling I'm in love with.
You be texting her that shit. You be telling me that shit. So that's two people. That's more than one. One is singular. Multiple is more than one.
You are not going to make me look like a bitch on my own show.
No assistance needed there. You're still a bitch.
If you're looking like a bitch, probably because you are. And you're the one wanted to do this. And we're going to do this shit. And we're going to do it right. If you look like, if you look stupid, Jason, you're the one asked for it. I'm just here to tell the truth and nothing but. So
I'm not going to. First of all, shut up.
Just like I said, he's a bitch.
Well, you don't fucking tell me what to do. I will speak when I fucking want to. You don't do that control shit with me.
You bitch.
Now that we got that established, we're here to fucking talk. And if I shut up, we only hear your side of the fucking story, which is all basic, a bunch of bullshit.
You know what? In broadcasting, let me tell you something that we learned for and 4 years.
This motherfucker hasn't touched your radio board in 15 years.
Any common sense and how to treat your friends. Me and Jim
went to fucking education afterwards. So let me explain something to you in a communication degree. You don't have communication. You want to come on my show and insult me like I'm an idiot?
You asked her to come on the show, you dumb motherfucker.
Yeah,
you're the one started this.
Why don't you talk about all your fucking boyfriends from Zimbabwe? And
this guy is a toothless fucking retard.
Why don't you talk to these people about this? And I'm jealous? I don't care about none of that. You were the one who were jealous, by the way. And you know what? I'm not here to bicker.
Yet he is arguing with her on the show.
Of that.
You on the bullshit. But a beer bottle, you dumb alcoholic piece of shit.
Let's talk about Jennifer Smith.
All right, let's do it. I hope she's watching. Hey, girl, what's up? You're breaking up there, Gable.
About Jennifer Smith. Jennifer Smith has done nothing wrong. She has not gotten in our business. She has not interfered in anything to do with me and you. Me and her talked a little bit, jokes here and there. Yes. You know what? I wasn't allowed to breathe at your house. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't talk about my past. I couldn't fucking do anything without you fucking going off the rock. Is this a lie? Am I lying?
You're always lying, motherfucker.
I'm going to elaborate on that, okay?
Am I lying? Am I lying? Answer the question.
You're always lying, motherfucker.
You're not telling the whole truth. We're going to discuss the matter at hand, the question you just answered. I have enough intelligence to do that. You said Jennifer wasn't the issue. You know what? Correct. You was the issue laying up in my bed texting her. You was the issue, not Jennifer. It was you.
Oh, damn it.
Being not able to breathe. Well, let's see. The first weekend you were here, you came broke, of course. You had no money. It meant a lot to you to go to see the legend John Hall at him and Slim's birthday party. Let me talk. Please stop. Let me talk. I'll give you your chance. I'm still trying to finish the conversation.
I'm not.
Tell the truth here, Jason. Like I said, you come up my house broke the first weekend. I made sure that you got to go to your friend's birthday party. By making sure I did that, I encouraged you to go. I insinuated you went. I went and took your car that wasn't running properly, had the tester put on it. You know that. I filled your car up with gas so you can go. I packed you a bag full of snacks so you'd have something to eat on the way. I made sure you got to go. So really, how's that really smothering you? Sending you off for the weekends is smothering you. You stayed on your phone the majority of the time. You went where you wanted to go. You did what you wanted to do. I did nothing but cook, clean, made sure you ate, made sure you got to the doctor, made sure you made necessary appointments. that you had been neglecting for a while in order for you to take care of yourself. That's what I did.
This woman is a queen and knows how to treat her man, and he's a fucking dumbass.
First of all, stop. Let me talk.
No one wants to hear you talk. You pencil dick motherfucker.
Be real. All right. There's a lot of that is true, and I'm going to elaborate on what is true and what is exaggerated.
There's nothing made up here. The only thing that is made up is you think you are a successful person with healthy relationships. That's totally made up.
Tennessee and came back to Kentucky. I did that for her. I tried to work things out with her because I thought we could.
You did not do shit for her. You did work a job because you're lazy. You ate her food, drank her beer, smoked her pot, and took complete advantage of a great woman because of your selfish stupidity.
This guy is so stupid. We told him it was chilly outside. He went back inside and got a bowl.
Oh my God, look, his lips are fighting with each other.
Holy shit, JR. I bet there's not enough Alco pads in the world to sanitize that shitty cell phone he's on.
Does this guy suck dick or crack?
He's sucking something, JR, but I can't really tell because his mouth looks like a Hoover vacuum cleaner.
Okay, about your dead wife, okay? Much respect to Mary, first of all. Let's get that established. I do not disrespect a dead woman. She actually was my neighbor. I like the woman. I'm sorry that life dealt you a hand like that. And much respect to your dead wife. But I did have an issue with you talking about your dead wife that was dead and gone. I think she needed to rest in peace. And if you haven't dealt with your past and you're living in your past, I'm presently living in 2022, trying to start a relationship with you. And if you had a problem or issue letting go of your past, then you need to go to counseling and deal with that, because it was literally depressing and bringing me down. You told me what her pussy tasted like. You told me full details.
Shit.
Yeah, you said it tastes like meringue pie, lemon meringue pie, and that Jennifer Smith tastes like White Castles. Don't fucking lie, dude. Yeah.
Oh my God, folks! If you could see this video, this toothless bastard looks like Popeye. All he needs is a pie.
Do not lie.
I know. Go ahead.
So, and I told you that. I also encouraged you to reach out to your kids and have a bond with your children.
Mm-hmm.
And I encouraged you in everything that I thought would be beneficial in your life, Jason. I encouraged you because I loved you and I cared about you. I also cared about your family and their feelings.
Cindy put the smack down on that little bitch.
You're absolutely right. Everyone is dumber for having to have heard this stupid J-Lo motherfucker speak.
I've heard rumors, JR. That J-Lo has been talking shit behind DJ Slim's back.
We will have to see what DJ Slim does about that in the next episode. I have been informed by the Glitter Squirrels podcast that the next episode will be his last.
Hold on, let me get my glasses on so I can see it. What is that? Oh, it's a bitch!